Sure.
I just started recording.
So this may be an extra After Dark thing, just because you had mentioned, I had talked about how I am indisposed. We are recording this on the day of my wedding anniversary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not that we had anything special planned, but also it's two other red letter dates that we've mentioned before. One is Brian, our editor. It's his daughter's birthday today. She's 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the 19-year anniversary of Mick Foley throwing a flaming chair into the crowd at the ECW Arena and almost burning a fan to death.
I heard that there was a certain fan there with a bum wheel.
That's right. That was me.
That was you?
That was me.
I think I read that in the dirt sheets.
Right. Oh, boy. The dirt sheets from those days were like, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen, you know? So, but yeah, so my wife is at my folks' house sitting for them because they did not want to get a dog. And we were actually, or get a dog sitter, put the dog in the kennel. And you and I were actually going to record this together.
I know. I cleaned my house and everything. I am so mad at you. So mad.
The reason, though, that I came back here was a package was being delivered, and we didn't want it to be sitting out, you know, here until Sunday.
Right, and it's my big Christmas gift, right?
No, it's a shipment that was actually supposed to come a week and a half ago, which is on top of my customer service things. These may get actually released as After Darks. I hear rumblings that they may.
Yeah, cool. Sounds cool.
But where this all came from was, I had said that... So I was actually going to come get the package and go home, but it's more like I'm closer to my folks' house from where I work than I am here. Okay. So my wife was like, eh, just go home and just do the podcast so you don't have to indispose yourself or indispose Todd. You're already down there picking up the package. Just go down there. So that's what I did. And even though like I'm all like pilled and Claritined up, I'm like super itchy and my eyes are watery when I'm there. And Todd had made the joke and said
that you sound like Jerry.
Right. So my good friend and Todd's ancillary friend, Jerry, you know, I rib him because I love him. Mm-hmm. But he was recently featured in the local newspaper as part of the new company that he works for. It's this place called Rides to Work. And like he was on like, yeah, in the business section, like right next to two Arby's are reopening in the Wilkes-Barre area. So he was very proud of himself.
It's about time, but for those Arby's.
That's right. And then he had put the picture up on Facebook and then two things happened. Well, three things. One, some young lady commented that he looked like Brad Pitt in his picture.
Yeah.
So I responded, no, he looks more like Brad's brother, Stu.
Is that a thing?
What would Brad Pitt's brother Stu name be of all things Mr. Pawn?
Oh, would that be Stu Pid?
Yes, it would. And also, apparently someone who wanted to use the services of Ride to Work. It's like, you know, sharing of carpooling and stuff like that. And I guess if you sign up for them and you kind of like lend your services to them, you can get paid. Somebody who wanted to use the services contacted the local newspaper. Instead of giving them the company phone number, they gave them Jerry's personal phone number.
Awesome.
Wait. Mm-hmm. It was an escort service.
What?
Yes. And I'd ask them, I go, are they looking for rides or are they looking for you to sign up?
I want to sing... David Lee Roth is just a gigolo right now, but I'm saving that for the musical episode.
That's right. But yes, I just that was my adventure with Jerry over the last 24 hours in regards to him being Brad Pitt's brother Stu and him being solicited by escorts.
Ah, see, I'm afraid he's going to hear this and dislike me even more.
No, Jerry's good. I give him a good natured ribbing cause he deserves it and keeps him in check. Yo.
Right. But see, I shouldn't see. That's the problem.
That's okay. But so I know anything you want to, oh, sorry.
Cause I know he listens to the podcast and will listen to the After Dark ones. So it's only
right.
The clock starts now as to when he hears this.
He was actually supposed to give me a ride to work last week. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks prior, when he was getting things lined up, I had asked him, I'm like, hey, if you need, you know, people to give a ride to, just so you can say, like, hey, look what we're doing. You can do that with me. And he had said, sure. And then as I was asking him, like, are we going to do this? We're going to do this? We're going to do this? He just kept ignoring the emails. And then, like, the day before, he's like, yeah, I have real people to give rides to. Do you really need a ride to work? And I'm like, no, I'm an adult. I have my own car. I'm fine. Thank you. So yeah, I was just, and I think I may have buried him on commentary at Chikara this past weekend.
You?
Yeah.
Never. You never bury, like, anybody.
Yeah. But it's just for him. Nobody else will get it. I actually, oh, this is a great story, and I have to be very careful on how I word this. I had to shake someone down at the Chikara show this past weekend.
Uh-oh.
In my official capacity as whatever I am at Chikara shows. So when you order a ticket for a Chikara event, we are not Ticketmaster or whatever, Ticket Charge or whomever these things are. You know, it's essentially a mom and pop business. You pay. You choose, do you want to pick your tickets up at the door? Do you want to have them sent to you? Usually once it gets to a certain point, the having it sent to you is not an option. They'll just be waiting for you at the door.
As with anybody, you know, you can't, it takes time for it to get to that magical U.S. Post office. So makes sense.
Right. And you would hope that the post office would deliver things in 3 to 4 business days, but sometimes that is not the case. And that close gives us enough time if there's, you know, if it's far enough out, you have it shipped and it doesn't get there, you contact us. Okay. So a gentleman ordered his ticket on Monday. As of Sunday, he did not have his ticket in hand. So what he did was he Googled Chikara, found a phone number associated with Chikara. The phone number was no longer in service.
It was an escort service.
It was an escort service, no. So he filed a dispute with PayPal and then went to the show, picked up his ticket, and enjoyed the show.
But what the dispute means, he doesn't have to pay for it?
No, what the dispute means, it holds all of our funds.
Got ya.
So we can't access any funds.
Oh, all of them?
Yes.
So not just his X amount, whatever the ticket was, it's everybody's.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
So... an announcement had to be made for this gentleman to come forward. And, I'm like, I go, hey, did you get your ticket? And I know he did because I had, you know, like if you come and get your tickets, we have like a paperwork that says like, oh, here's your name. You show your ID. Here's your ticket. You're free to go enjoy the show. So I made him, call PayPal during intermission of the show, after one of the wrestlers were brutally killed.
I heard about this. Is it was it Archibald Peckster?
It was my good friend Archibald Peck.
Okay. See, I saw that on the Twitter machine. On the Twitter?
Yes.
So, but go ahead.
So I made him put his phone on speaker while he was you know, resolving the dispute, so that we would be able to access our PayPal accounts. And I was very, I don't want to say mean, but I was very not me.
Ah,
while doing this,
you were, first of all, you were upset about your good friend.
That's correct. And then having to deal with this on top of it.
That's just on top of it. You weren't, it was like you were dealing with Best Buy at that point. That's how angry you were.
Right. And then conversely, and I have no problem speaking about this, in a good customer service thing, we'll bury the other company another day. But in a good customer service thing, I like Old Navy.
Okay.
Their jeans and their slacks and their shirts fit oddly shaped people, much like myself.
I'll have to check that place out.
Yes, I highly recommend it. Now, I will say this. A lot of times the larger sizes, like your tall sizes and your 2s and 3XLs, they don't have readily available in stores, but you can get them, you know, online, through their website.
Right. See, that's what I need. So, I need the tall. I like a tall, because then I don't know if you know this, Leonard. Sometimes my tum-tum will stick out if it's a regular.
Right. See, I'm the same way. Like if I get an extra large shirt, It's like I'm wearing like a sausage casing and the shorts. Mm-hmm. It's a short sleeve. The sleeves aren't right, so on and so forth. If I get a 2X, then I'm just like swimming in it.
Right. I'm ready to Hulk out when I'm wearing them.
Right. If I get an extra large tall, I'm good to go.
Right. And you know what
I ordered. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know the best part when I say stuff like when I say stuff quietly like I just did with like the tum-tum? Yes. I actually put my hand up to my mouth like I'm telling a secret and I don't want the person to the right of me seeing my lips move.
I thought you were holding your... Yeah. Right, even though we're not on video, it's audio. I thought you were holding your hands over your mouth like you were like being bashful about it. Like, tee-hee, tum-tum. No,
I'm doing basically like Homer going like, I have a tax problem. That one, he's got the hand up to his face.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. I keep interrupting.
So, I ordered 4 long sleeve white t-shirts and extra large tall.
Ooh.
What I received was 1 extra large t-shirt, or 1 white long sleeve t-shirt and extra large tall, 2 black t-shirts in extra large, and 1 white t-shirt medium.
Hmm.
So I contacted them and I explained to them my situation, and immediately the gentleman said, let me see if we have them in stock. And it was like me.
Clitter clatter on the keyboards.
Right. He goes, no problem. We could ship those 3 out to you. We're also going to refund you the shipping that you paid on the other thing. And I'm also going to send you a thing for 15% off that works on any other sales. So, like, even if you were to use it on Black Friday, it would work 15% off Black Friday sales. Mm-hmm. That was it.
That's pretty good.
I didn't have to fuss. I didn't have to fight. I didn't have to pull teeth. I didn't have to ask for a manager. Bing, bang, boom. He goes, I'm going to send you the link for the, which one called the 3 shirt order confirmation. The link for the 15% off and the link to print out the free shipping label or return them to us.
Mm. See, that's pretty good service. That reminds me of when I got, I know, I think you've seen it. I have the Black Raiders jersey with the number 5 on it. You can get them. Mm. You can get them. What do you call it when you get your own name on them or whatever you want? You know,
personalized.
I wanted to get one personalized. So I got Von Doom on the back. So back then you used to have to go to Foot Locker or something like that to get them personalized. You know what I mean? Like you'd have to go through one of these local places and they would mail it to you. So I went in and I ordered one. I was like, I want like, you know, this way Von Doom 5 on it. And they're like, okay. So I did it all. I paid for it. And they were like, okay, we need the store code. Like every store has a code. So they're like, oh, he's like, okay, I don't know. Let's cancel all this and we'll call back and try to do this. So the guy finds the code. He goes back. He does it, gives him all my information to send me the thing. I go through the same explanation of the shirt. I want, obviously it's a different operator. We do it. So in the mail, I get 2 jerseys separately. Because the other one, even though they didn't have the store code, it went through. And they're like, oh, you owe for the second jersey. And I'm like, no, I don't. So, and they're like, okay. I called them up and I'm like, this is what happened. They canceled the order. I paid Foot Locker once. And they supposedly canceled. They're like, keep the jersey. Who's going to want a Von Doom Raiders jersey? Just keep it. We're good to go. So I was happy with that. This was years
2
ago.
Of a kind.
What?
2 of a kind, I say. 2 of a kind.
So, yeah, I have one for wearing, and then I have one for washing, so I constantly have one to wear.
That's a good scam.
It is a good scam.
A scam worthy of Jerry himself.
Ah, we've come full circle.
That's right. So I think that's good enough for an After Darker, huh?
I think it's great for an After Darker.
All right. Good. I have to refix my microphone because this will probably sound like crap.
Ah, well, hey, it was a test run.
That's right. These are tests. We're going to see how people even care about these. You know?
You know what? If they don't care about them, you know who cares about them? I do.
We care.
We do care.
It's a way to vent.
Oh, my God. You don't know. I could vent.
Anything else you want to?
No. Those are more.
I see the bus coming down the street if you want to throw someone else under
it. No, I can't. I don't have anybody to throw right now, so. So what do you say? We hit the stop button, or?
Yeah, let's hit the Stopperino button, and thanks for listening to this one. We'll see how this pans out.
All right.
Bye.